Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Los Angeles Chargers got a lot of respect for Jesse Minter, man, and his strategic approach to the game on that side. He does an awesome job of minimizing big plays. He does an awesome job of moving Derwin James around. Derwin is just, he's the straw that stirs the drink for them.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather for this game Sunday night in L.A. will be in the low 70s. There's like a canopy overhead there, so people won't get wet, even if there was rain in the forecast, but there isn't. So there you go. For Steelers and Chargers, Steelers trying to make it 2-0, trying to beat another good team and potential contender in the AFC in back-to-back weeks. 5 o'clock hour has been dubbed by me the Steelers, Chargers, PM Team Power Hour, because it is wall-to-wall talk about this game. We'll get your thoughts in Open Phone Friday at 5:15. We have the play-by-play voice of the Chargers at 5:30, a man named Matt Money Smith. Their color guy is Daniel Jeremiah. Did you know that? He's the draft analyst for NFL Network and
like
a Chargers broadcast.
Doesn't Mina Kimes still moonlight during the preseason as the Rams?
She does.
Color commentator?
Yes.
She also just, I saw, we have
picked
NFL
a tie.
Live. Yeah, she picked a tie in Ravens-Vikings.
And we'll make our picks. I'd make a comment about Seth the Milf Hunter right now, but I'm going to let discretion be the better part of valor, whatever the heck that expression is or saying is. Let's get to our PM team, Steelers-Chargers. Power Hour kickoff. Hit it, Seth.
Hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp.
Oh,
and all the people dressed like.
Oh, Lord.
Never heard this song before? What?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
Let's leave Chicago.
It's like Callis's rap. It gets better.
You came up with such a clumsy bad name for this segment that I knew there had to be
that
more
time,
to it. And this is.
A little bit too rugged for you and me.
Seth, do you know what this song is without actually...
He's about to know. It's from Toy Story, isn't it?
That's what I was about to say. It sounds like a Pixar thing.
Is it from Toy Story?
No, I think the person that you're thinking of did the Toy Story theme. The You Got a Friend in Me.
All right, lower the volume a little bit here. Don't kill the bed, though. All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Steelers, Chargers, questions pertaining to this game.
Can I am not going to derail this segment, I promise you. But can
Sounds
I just,
like you already are.
I know, and you hate it when I do this. Here is the situation right now. You don't look at the YouTube feed, and you probably shouldn't.
And by the way, if you go to our X page,
you can also watch the show there.
And you can watch it there.
Join 1,100-plus people. There's also several hundred watching on YouTube and commenting. You can pay to have comments boosted on YouTube. Here is the situation in 10 seconds. Johnny the Barber is on hold on three separate lines, apparently using three separate phones. and a guy named Mark Crowley, no relation to Adam, just paid $20 to have a comment boosted that just says, "You're not God, Pony. Take the call." What the hell is going
on
here?
Open phone Fridays in 15 minutes, so.
Okay.
We'll get to it then.
All right, anyway. Now, let's get on to PM Team Steelers Chargers Power Hour kickoff. I love L.A.
You also have your requisite
I'm glad you got the
sound effects.
I'm glad you got great football noises
yes,
here.
Yes, don't talk over it this time, Chris. Question number one.
Yeah.
Is Justin Herbert a little bit or a lot better than Aaron Rodgers?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's a little bit better right now. I got to take him as he is right now. The physical tools would suggest he's a lot better than a guy who at 41 still has his brain power but is a mobility-wise a shadow of himself, but Herbert still makes too many mistakes for my liking, so he is a little bit better than Rodgers.
He's already doubled his interception total from last year, but he also has 18 touchdowns, and the only guy to throw for more passing yards in the NFL this year is Daniel Jones. I think he is... Oh, man. I think
how are you going to say a lot better? Because you kind of blanched at me early in the show, or you got like you gave me the old cross-eyed look when I said he might be a lot better.
Okay, fine. You're right. You called me out for it. I think he's a little bit better.
It sounds like actual Vikings fighting each other more than it does football.
Question number two. To kick off our Steelers-Chargers Power Hour here on the PM team. Will the Steelers' defense perform in Encore? Will the Steelers' defense perform in Encore?
So six turnovers?
Whatever you think constitutes an encore performance. Doesn't have to just be the turnover part. Maybe it's the style of play, the
right
way
now,
they play.
Right now my thought is no, because of a couple of things. I think there are a lot of really good eligibles in that receiving core. They have a lot of good RECs there, Pony, as Tomlin would put it, too. It's not just the receivers, it's Gadsden, the tight end. I think Roman is a good offensive coordinator, and I do think despite the fact that the tackles for the Colts are both out and therefore the Chargers are compromised and out and everything else, Herbert is mobile enough that I think he's going to escape some of the pressure that Jones could not.
I don't think they will either, and here is something that I am monitoring. Attrition in this game. The Chargers are fifth in fourth quarter. Oh, wait a minute, I'm looking at the wrong stat here. The Steelers are last in fourth quarter scoring defense in the entire league. Did you know that? They've given up more points in the final 15 minutes of a game than any team in the entire league.
I know their second half point differential.
No, fourth quarter, they're dead last in terms of points they've
been. I know, they're bad in the third and they're really bad in the fourth.
They are the dead last passing defense in the league. They've given up the most passing yards in the NFL. The Chargers are fifth in total offense. They average over 370 yards per game. Their last three, they've averaged over 400.
Mm-hmm.
I know, all of those stats are probably a lot like the Colts. Not as good as the Colts last week. But I don't think lightning will strike twice. Darius Slay still suits up.
I just can't. I don't see it happening, man.
Yeah, I even with the tackles, I do not think they're going to limit this
Daniel
team.
Jones kind of crapped himself, too. And as much as Herbert is not
a better quarterback.
He's a much better quarterback. And even with his flaws, I know Jones's perpetual look is deer in the headlights. But he really had the deer in the headlights look going.
Question number three. In our Power Hour kickoff for Steelers-Chargers on the PM team. Does the loss of Isaac Seumalo affect your prediction on this game?
It doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't, because that would be giving an enormous amount of credit to a good, not great offensive lineman. We've heard from multiple Steelers insiders who think they will have something dialed up to be able to use the jumbo package still. And while I think Seumalo has helped Broderick Jones along, maybe at his own expense, where he's been maybe late on some assignments because he's trying to shadow towards Jones' side, I don't think that that is like a deal breaker. Him starting versus him obviously not playing, which we know he won't, does not change my prediction.
The line won't move because of it, but I do think it's a big enough deal where I downgrade the Steelers in this game. Just because it's the same logic I used for the Colts last week. Anytime you ask a team to do something new, you don't know what they're going to look like. I don't know how young guys on this offensive line are going to respond when you take out the one veteran presence that might be the bonding agent that holds everything together. Maybe he isn't, but I got to see
counterpoint, it first. Though, I mean, Tomlin would say this. I think he'd actually be right to say this. You're Zach Frazier. You're in your second year. You're a veteran now, man. Most people say rookies who make it productively through like two-thirds or three-quarters of a rookie season are veterans by then. I know Seumalo's the old hand there, but it shouldn't be like the rest of them turn into these callow rookies who don't know where they're going and are staring straight ahead, confused.
Question four in our Power Hour kickoff for Steelers-Chargers. What's the total number of sacks and takeaways when you add them up? The Steelers need to win this game.
How many did they have combined in that number? Was it 10?
11, I thought. Six takeaways, five sacks.
Okay, 11. To win this game.
Yep.
Six. Probably.
Do you want to break it down?
Yeah, four sacks, two turnovers. I think they got to play getaway. I think they got to get the ball away from them a little bit.
I'm going to say eight.
Eight.
Three takeaways and five sacks, because I don't think that they're going to turn the ball over zero times. So I need more.
Man, as we play this little exercise, keep that music. Do we? Oh, look at this, man.
There's a lot of production that goes into. Oh, you know what I've been forgetting to do? It's a new question.
There are times. You just played it like twice, it almost sounded
well,
like.
That's because I had to make up for the one I missed.
There are times I'm like, I should come up with some more cockamamie ideas on the side, but then I feel like it would just be robbing you of so much fun in your life. This is a good song, though.
Question five.
And no, I was just quickly here. I was just going to say, like, I continue to not have a good handle on this game, and the only thing that does cut through clear to me is I don't think they can just play a straightforward, like, hey, we're a stout defense game and expect to win. I do think they're going to have to flip a field here once or twice.
Question five.
Yes.
In our PM team Power Hour kickoff for Steelers Chargers.
You think people have figured out the theme of the Power Hour mix?
Will Roman Wilson catch multiple passes in the game?
Yes, I actually feel strongly about this one.
Wow.
I actually think he's going to. I have just, okay.
I do not. I think he's in the doghouse. I think he gets one or fewer.
If I'm going to stake myself to another stupid, asinine opinion, as if I have any other kinds, it's that Tomlin, by mentioning him and then hitting him with the boneheaded comment, was actually in his own weird and seemingly backwards way suggesting that he is not, in fact, in the doghouse for it, that they weren't happy. Doghouses, you don't even get mentioned. Like, haven't you ever told somebody, if they ask, are you mad at me or are you whatever, and you're like, no, if you don't hear me say anything, that's when I'm mad.
Maybe his plan wasn't to say anything, but he got asked specifically about him, and he had to say something bad. He was asked Wilson.
No, he was. You're right. I keep forgetting that it was both of them. He could have just, but he's done stuff where he would have just answered Austin and not said anything about Wilson.
So you think Roman Wilson is going to have... Okay.
There are people now saying he might not even get a helmet. I think he's going to dress for the game.
Yeah, I disagree with that. The sixth and final question of our PM team Power Hour kickoff for Steelers Chargers.
Yes.
Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
No.
Of course. I think yes. I think yes.
That is a really tough one for me.
Clearly, because you still haven't answered it.
Yes, because I'm trying to decide how I feel. I always try not to answer these with, well, in my Hall of Fame, there'd be way fewer players. Yes, I have to. I'm gonna admit to something here. I'm going by the most rudimentary measure possible. Do you know how Pro Football Reference does similarity players? Like, they do similarity scores through this many years, this guy's career was similar to this one. When you get to the career Philip Rivers one, are you ready? Here are the similar players to his career.
Go ahead.
Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Fran Tarkenton in the Hall of Fame. Brett Favre in the Hall of Fame. John Elway in the Hall of Fame. Dan Marino in the Hall of Fame. Drew Brees will soon be in the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers will be in the Hall of Fame. Ben Roethlisberger will be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Montana, not Joe Montana, in the Hall of Fame. Peyton Manning in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to let a website do the work for me and say I'm not arguing against that.
But here's what he doesn't have in common with all those guys.
No title.
No, not that.
Well,
not
Marino
that.
Doesn't have one
they
either.
They all played in a Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, Dan Marino, Fran Tarkenton, they didn't win them, but they played. He didn't get there. He had good teams. I think he is one.
Who's more of a Hall of Famer then? Let me twist this on
go
you.
Ahead.
Him or Eli?
Eli.
Who would you take to win one game not knowing anything else about the game? You don't know if it's a playoff game or anything. It might be a regular season game just to get the number one seed something.
Then Rivers.
So basically, Eli's more of a Hall of Famer because two times in his life, for 120 minutes, he put on a cape.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that does kind of cheapen a 17-year career for the other guy. If you distill Eli's Hall of Fame...
No, because I still said that Philip Rivers should be in the Hall of Fame.
I know, but you said more of a Hall of Famer. Like, if they each get a room in the Hall of Fame, Manning's is slightly nicer.
All right, that was our PM team. Power Hour kickoff for Steelers Chargers.
Has there ever... Sorry, didn't mean to do it again. Has there ever been a less, in terms of like foot speed, a less athletic quarterback that was great than Philip Rivers? Brady even looked a little more natural moving than him. Rivers threw the ball like he was shot putting it three quarters. We always say this when we get in trouble. I'm confident that if you let me train for a little bit, I could have
How
run.
How about Peyton Manning?
Okay, this is going to sound funny to you. I always thought Manning was such a technician in the pocket with his footwork and how he chopped and moved around. He looked more athletic. Yes, whenever Peyton Manning would take off running, you'd start laughing your ass off at him. But he even, I thought, was a little more nimble than Phil.
All right, open phone Friday now. Anything you want on Steelers, Chargers, anything you want, period, at 412-928-9370. It's the one time a week where we open up the phone lines and you can call in and talk about anything. 412-928-9370. We prefer it to be football-related, Steelers, Chargers. If it's not, whatever. It's your call, not ours. Speaking of the game, join Donnie and Jason Mackey at Shiloh Plate and Pour on Sunday night for the Fan Game Day from 5 to 8. Gigantic burgers, wings, ice-cold beer, and the best pregame talk. Shiloh Plate and Pour on Mount Washington with Donnie and Mackey, the perfect place to meet before the game. 412-928-9370. Your calls are next, but first, a headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.